It's the MyMac.com podcast, 135, and it's iPhone all the time.
No!
Seriously, no.
The next generation of radio, it's the MyMac.com podcast. Podcasting from the MyMac.com studios, it's your hosts, Tim Robertson and Chad Perry.
And I know a lot of people are getting really tired of the iPhone news at this point, and I can't say I blame them. I'm getting a little bit tired of it myself. My name is Tim Robertson. I'm the publisher of MyMac.com. Sitting beside me in the sweltering heat is Chad Perry.
Hello.
And Guy Searle is joining us via Skype. Hi, Guy.
Hello, hello.
So Guy was on vacation for the last 2 weeks,
yes,
and the show suffered greatly without Guy's...
Took 2 weeks off to drive down to Florida to storm the old Spanish fort at St. Augustine, only to find the Spaniards had been gone for over 180 years.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Jeez.
Come on.
You have some, you know, expectations about these things.
Well, I mean, it was the old Spanish fort. There should have been at least one old Spaniard there. I mean, that's just not truth in advertising.
I tell you. So we have our contest this week. We need to get into that here in a little bit. But first, let's talk about a little bit of Mac news. Cool. And you can't talk Mac news nowadays without talking, obviously,
iPhone.
No!
Okay, that was annoying.
All right.
So, Guy.
Yes?
Guy put our news items together this week. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the first item is iPhone, a near sellout. So you're telling me that this great product... had all this promise, and it's already sold out.
I know it's
a sellout.
Well, yeah. Well, Apple,
don't promise me something and then just turn around and be a sellout. Be true to yourself. Don't sell out to the
it
man.
It decided that it wanted buttons.
We must have buttons.
Big shiny buttons. Round buttons.
Yeah, we just did a market survey iPhone, and we found out that folks like the buttons. So
No buttons. Everybody wants them.
That's
okay.
Not how I made it big. I made it big without buttons.
If they don't want buttons, they want nubs.
So, according to many sources, Apple and AT&T have nearly sold out of the new iPhones, with possibly over a million already purchased, possibly since Apple and AT&T are not releasing figures yet.
No. Right.
First-day glitches from AT&T prevented many from easily activating their new toys. The initial rush to buy one... now is nearly over, and we'll see how many will be sold after the novelty of the new toy is worn off and people are still using these things on a daily basis. You think Apple can maintain a reasonable amount of sales?
Yeah.
Once people, once all the tech sites kind of calm down about the newness of it?
I guess it's going to depend on what people consider reasonable. I don't think that they're going to be able to sell a million a week.
I
don't think so either. I think they're hoping for an iPod effect where they just...
Well, they're not even selling a million iPods a week at this point. I mean,
right.
Nobody's...
But once these things start getting out in the wild and people actually see them in operation for themselves, that's probably what's going to generate the buzz. Just like with the iPod itself.
I think what's going to happen is the iPhone itself is going to be a huge success. I think it already is. And if Apple continues on track, it's just going to sell a ton of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we can all... pretty much agree on that.
But probably not to any of the three of us for a while.
No. I don't know. I'm getting real close, to be honest. I keep looking at it and looking at it. Jealous if I get one, don't lie.
Are you going to get a case with a nub?
With the nub. I want a nubby case. I think that this is better for the cell phone industry than just Apple.
Well, yeah. I
think this is going to raise the bar... okay. On what is acceptable as a quote-unquote smartphone, that no longer can you have a nice little thin phone that's really attractive to look at, and the operating system is just horrendous. And it's been that way forever.
And by the way, it has a QWERTY keyboard beneath the screen that you have to thumb all the time.
With buttons so small that if you got even decently sized...
If you got sausage fingers like me, it's worthless. So.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys, the people listening to the podcast can't see it, but Tim and Chad can see the size of my hands. I can't handle a phone with such little buttons.
I don't know. I think that this is good for the cell phone market in general.
I agree.
It's going to force the other cell phone manufacturers to up the ante. It's going to force them to get innovative.
And then just get better. I mean, there's lots of smartphones out there, but I mean, how many people that even have them know how to use them?
Or enjoy using them, which is really the trick.
Right.
That's the key right there. How many are enjoying using those smartphones? I don't think most people do. I hate using my cell phone other than when I'm actually talking on it. Then it's fine. Anything else is horrible. Although it's pretty good with tennis, but still, or Tetris. But the screen's just too small.
Well, what I'm really looking forward to is like 5 years from now, after Apple's kind of nailed the market and everybody else has caught up with them, when Microsoft releases their own cell phone. So
it'll be the Surface phone.
The Surface phone.
Do you think the other cell phone manufacturers will catch up with them, though?
Sure.
I mean, because nobody's caught up with the iPod yet.
Well, that's open to interpretation. I think there are plenty of other MP3 players out there.
But what are they doing?
They have a pretty decent UI, but the problem is that
the problem is
right now the iPod is at critical mass.
Yeah.
But no, what are the other MP3 players offering that the iPod doesn't provide already? Maybe playing radio stations? Well,
I'm not talking about features.
Yeah.
Or even the OS. The OSs aren't even nearly as close to being as useful as the current iPod OSs. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the whole strength of the iPod is it's so easy to use. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of funny that we're going to talk about this. Once again, I got my hands on a Zune.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Target again. What?
Did you wash your hands after?
Yeah. And I start playing with it. And it's just not intuitive. Why they have a scroll wheel that doesn't scroll? It's just around nothing. It's retarded. So,
use buttons.
And I've seen the creative ones before, they pretty much disappeared. SanDisk ones are crappy.
I've never played with a SanDisk one.
They're horrible. I do like the Sony ones that show, it almost looks like the text of the song is like right on the device, but it's not intuitive to use. It's horrible. The iPod is, I think, the only one that's really nailed it. And Apple's innovating on the next iPod.
Oh, sure. Right?
So knowing all this, knowing that Apple came into the MP3 market as a non-existent player right at the beginning and completely dominated it within 5 years, dominated it. Is the same thing going to happen with cell phones?
Well, it depends, because the way you're talking, it sounds like this is a back-to-square-one moment for all the smartphone manufacturers.
Oh, I think it absolutely is. Absolutely.
Well, plus, also, there's lots of people out there that aren't willing to spend money on a phone. So, until they start giving away iPhones or whatever version 2 or version 3 that Apple puts out and offer it as an incentive to get either a data plan or, something along those lines, a lot of those people aren't going to, they're not even going to consider an iPhone.
Yeah, but we'll look at it this way. What did Apple do to address the price issue with the iPod? They came out with the Nano, right?
Right.
Are we going to see an iPod or iPhone Nano? Something that's very similar to the iPod or to the iPhone, but it's less expensive for the entry market, for the $199, $129 market. So if you get a 2-year contract, it's only $99.
Yeah, but I think one of the big selling points for the iPhone is the features that you have on it. And the question is, what kind of features do they pull off of an iPhone Nano to make it
movies
saleable?
You pull off movies. Yeah. So
you pull off pictures, probably.
And a smaller screen.
But
a smaller screen.
Yeah, you have a smaller screen, and it probably, right now, my big problem with the iPhone right now, besides the cost, is the lack of storage. 8 gigs is just not going to do it for me.
No, but this is the first,
you can
look back at the iPod and say the same thing when it came out.
Certainly.
It just wasn't big enough for a lot of people.
Well, and the thing is,
it's grown larger.
If you look at it as an iPod, then 8 gigs is not enough. If you look at it as an actual cell phone or smartphone,
It's excessive. More than sufficient.
Yeah.
Right.
Considering that most of those only run with 128 megs. So.
Right. And you're going to be constantly plugging it in all the time anyways, because it's going to suck up the battery.
Right.
I mean, you're going to plug in your iPhone in the morning. You're going to put whatever you want on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take it out of the cradle, unplug it, go to work, go wherever. Mm-hmm. And when you get home that night, you're going to plug it back in. Now, if you've already watched the movies during the day, that's already on your iPhone. You just simply select some new ones, and then the next day it's got brand new video on it.
With me right now working off of first-gen Shuffle, that's what I have to do.
Exactly. I think that's going to happen with the iPhone.
Podcast and pull them off the next day and put the new ones on. So.
Right. And really, honestly, who's listening to, let's just say, 2 gigs worth of music a day? In MP3 format, even at the higher quality, nobody could possibly listen to that much music. There's literally not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
And the battery would run out long before you could actually get through 2 gigabytes worth of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see the size being a problem. I think we like the convenience of having all the music that we own on one device and it's portable. That's the draw for me. When I carry my 60-gig iPod with me, it's the fact that I have all my music right there.
So when you get the urge to hear one song, I can hit it.
Yeah. But that urge doesn't happen very often. Right. Or more often than not, I'm at home when that urge hits, and my whole library is right there anyways. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Guy?
One of the reasons why I haven't gotten a fifth-generation iPod with video is the fact that the screen is so small. Now, with the iPhone, it's a much, much better screen. But there again, because of the lack of storage for putting movies on, which would be the only reason why I would want something with a bigger screen like this, then it's still a no deal for me.
Yeah, but I think the big screen you almost need to have with no keyboard, that the keyboard is literally on the screen, and you got to have a bigger screen than that.
Right, but it disappears. The screen?
Well, of course.
Right.
But you still have to tap your...
You still have to tap it when you want to use it.
Tap it. Yeah. Right.
I still remember the pinch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I haven't literally got my hands on an iPhone yet. Mm-hmm. I really want to. In fact, Chad, well, I can't this week. It's the 4-year-old's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe sometime during the week next week when we get out of work, we could drive up to the Apple store and take a look.
Just so you could play with the pinch?
Yeah, and drool a little bit.
Pinch me.
We know the people up there, right? They'll let us play with. Paxton, hook me up.
Come on, baby.
So what would it take right now for any one of you guys to buy the iPhone? For me, an extra $600 and not having to pay $200 to get out of my current contract.
Mm.
So what would it take for you, Guy?
More storage. I'm already on Singular, so that's kind of a non-issue. But really, just more storage and probably less cost. I just can't imagine spending $600 for a cell phone.
Chad?
Once again, it'd probably take... Well, for one, my employer pays for my cell phone, so I could transfer the number. That would be very helpful. But other than that...
You can transfer them.
No, I can. That's true. If they'll let me transfer the number, because it's their number, not mine.
Does the bill come in your name?
No.
They'd
let you. They wouldn't care.
They probably would.
I have seen the screen snapshots that when you activate it through iTunes, it asks you to put your current telephone number in that you want to transfer, so...
Well, and that's painless. True, and that was one of the things that I... Oh, who was reviewing that?
Well, are you on Singular, Chad?
I think it was Bob Levitis who said that.
No, Chad.
Is it Singular that you use?
No.
No, it's Nextel, right?
Nextel.
Okay, yeah.
I'm on Alltel, and Guy's on Craptel, right?
I'm on Notel.
Notel.
Yeah.
So Apple stock, because of all this iPhone goodness, has shot well up over $130. In fact, I saw it on the local news today, on the local West Michigan news. Yep. They talked about Apple stock reaching an all-time high on strong iPhone sales.
Well, the last time I looked at it on the web, it was over 132. What did it finally finish at?
I just heard that it was up over 130 something. I really wasn't paying. I don't play the stock market, so I was like, oh, good for Apple and David Avery, who I know owns a bunch of Apple stock, and otherwise it doesn't really affect my life at all. But how much longer do you think before they have another stock split? I don't think Apple wants to have their one piece of stock over $200. I don't think they want that.
No, I don't think so either.
That discourages investment big time. So I think they're going to have to split up pretty soon. But then again, they also don't want to see it at, you know, $52 a share, because then there's a perceived non-value, even if it did split.
Well, it looks like it closed today at $132.75.
There you go. Today being Thursday, the 5th of July.
Yes.
And I'm very tired because of all the people in my neighborhood lighting off fireworks past 1:30 at night. Mm-hmm. Bam, 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 bam.
I was guilty of that. Well, not in your neighborhood.
Kick your butt.
I had such great stuff, I shot it from Virginia.
That's a good firework. Universal's talking about they're not going to sign a long-term deal to sell their music in iTunes. What the hell is that all about? Do they not like money? Do they want to piss off their fans? And do the musicians that's under Universal know this?
Well, whether they know it or not, what can they do about it? You know, I mean,
if they pissed off U2, they don't want U2 getting mad at them. Now, we may think that's kind of funny to think about, but U2 has a lot of clout.
Mm-hmm.
And if all of a sudden Universal says, you know what, we want more favorable deals with Apple or whatever, and we're just not going to sell any music on the iTunes Music Store.
Then you two can say, well, Google signed with Apple Records because they just signed a deal with Apple Computer to sell. So
yeah, I mean, I don't see any benefit to Universal. I think Universal needs Apple a lot more than Apple needs Universal. Because if they pulled their content out, who's going to be the bad guy and who's going to be the good guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it would definitely be Universal.
Yeah. Well, this is probably...
And I don't say this just as an Apple fan.
I think this is Universal's effort to limit Apple's power in the download market. That's what it boils down to.
I think they got scared with the EMI deal.
Yeah. That too. There's probably an element of that in there as well.
You know, they want to sell their music at more than one outlet online, right? That's kind of their goal. They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket. I can't say I blame them.
Well, they certainly can, and they do. They sell it. They sell it via plays for sure.
Here's the problem. That's all DRM that doesn't work with the industry standard music player, the iPod.
Well, that's true too.
So, really, their best deal would be to get rid of the DRM in their music. Thus, they could sell it wherever they want. They could sell it on their own website if they wanted to.
Sure.
No DRM. It would work fine in iTunes and the iPod.
Well, now,
isn't that really what they need to do? Get rid of the DRM, and then Apple loses a lot of the quote-unquote power that they have over Universal, because Universal could sell it anywhere at that point.
Well, now, hold on a sec. Are you accusing Universal of having executives with a brain?
Yeah, that's probably not a...
You've really got to stop doing that, Tim.
So what do you think would happen to Apple and the iPod if Universal pulled all their music out? Do you think it would really hurt Apple's iTunes?
No, I don't think so. I think Universal would be the big loser. And I think
absolutely you're right.
Because all they're going to do is encourage piracy.
And, well, not only that, their own artists are going to get on the news.
Yeah.
You're going to see Bono on CNN complaining about his record label. Mm-hmm. And that sure the hell isn't going to help them any. Right. Their stock, you know what would happen? Even though they only sell probably 3% of their music on iTunes, because of the bad publicity Universal would have, their stock would tank if all their musicians, their stable of musicians, suddenly stood up and said, no, this is BS. Their stock would go in the crapper really, really quickly. Well, and Apple would look like a shining star. We're standing up to the big guys. We're for the little guys. And see, they won't let us sell their music to you guys. They're denying you their music.
Well, it certainly wouldn't cause a bunch of people to throw away their iPods. That's for darn sure.
So Apple released an update to 10.4.10 users, hopefully to address some of the audio problems. I never hooked up my MacBook Pro to a pair of external speakers, so I never although I did have headphones on, and I still didn't hear any pops or cracks or anything like that. So,
well, I uploaded it, but I didn't notice any differences.
So if anybody is having those issues, there's a fix. Just go to your software update and download the audio fix and see what happens. So I see next item is what? LG sues Quanta over DVD alleged technology patent violations? What the heck is that all about?
The only reason why I really included this was I thought it was hysterical that they did it in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that is kind of odd that, you know, two Asian-based companies have to go to Wisconsin to get decent legal representation.
All the lawyers are in Wisconsin.
South Korean-based LG is suing Taiwan-based Quanta in Wisconsin. You think the people in Wisconsin would be like, what? Get out of here.
Over alleged patent violations with Quanah's DVD players records. Well, because you can't enforce a patent in China, so.
Yeah. Well, you can't really enforce it here either, yeah. It seems. You think patents are starting to get out of hand?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're just... It seems like you could patent almost anything nowadays. And yeah.
Well, and
they're going to sue someone.
Apple is as guilty of it as anybody else, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My dream is still alive, guys.
Yeah.
My dream. I own mymac.com. Mm-hmm. I'm not a cyber squatter that's sitting on Apple.
Wait, have you actually done anything with the site, Tim?
No, not really.
Okay. I'm checking.
For 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Apple just paid over seven figures for iPhone.com. Now, a lot of people assume immediately, oh, someone grabbed iPhone.com and waited for Apple mm-hmm. to come calling. No, this guy had iPhone since the late 90s, mm-hmm. and it was set up to sell internet telephones
right.
over mm-hmm. the internet. So this was an actual mm-hmm. business.
Yeah, he made it even before the iPhone or iProducts were even ever announced. Yeah.
That's right. Well, not the iPod or the iMac. iMac was already out.
No. He registered it in 1995.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it went that far back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he registered it the same year that I registered my Mac.
You guys know each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually me.
I thought so.
This podcast is over.
Good night, everybody.
So that's our news this week. There's not a lot of Mac news going on right now. It's all iPhone news, and I know probably more than half of the people listening to this are getting a little tired of iPod or iPhone news. I know almost all the tech podcasts that I happen to listen to was just all iPhone for the last mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Sure.
Didn't really want to get into it too much, but I did want to talk, like we did earlier a little bit, about the possibility of an iPhone Nano mm-hmm. following the iPod model, a lower price, lower capacity, more for the masses, that's going to push it out there. Because let's be honest, if you had a cheaper iPhone and just fell in love with it, by the time that goes bad, I'll get the better one next time. So, we did have the contest last week. Did you get a chance to listen to the last show, Guy?
Yeah, yes, I did. And thank you for your kind words.
B2Stuff.com, got to give it up to them. They supply some really cool stuff. Three items for us this week.
Yep.
So I didn't win then. I sent in an entry.
WhatsApp.
Well, no.
WhatsApp. Yeah,
I sent in an entry, and the name on it was not Guy Searle.
Oh, was it? Yeah, you didn't win then.
I get to.
And the Mi Jam Mini, which is like a little mini guitar, and the, what is the drums called again?
The Mi Jam drummer. Yeah.
So
what was the guitar called?
The Mi Jam.
Yeah, My Jam.
My Jam. Mi Jam. My Jam.
I think it's My Jam.
As we said last week, who sells them? Is that what you said?
Air.
I've seen these things at stores all over the place. The drumsticks. Mm-hmm. I got those from my daughter last Christmas.
Ever since you talked about it, I looked it up on their website.
Well, the WhatsApp is not out there yet. You can't buy this yet.
Well, I was talking about the guitar, the little guitar.
I don't think the little guitar is out there yet either. I love that. That's so cool.
What is with it?
My Mac. No.
Stop it.
By the way, Chad, I can't leave the little what's up here again tonight.
No, that's fine.
I've left it here for 2 weeks now, and my kids keep asking, where's the what's up?
Is it dead?
They're not calling it the what's up. They're calling it the egg dancer. Where's the egg dancer, Dad? So I have to take this home tonight, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to miss him, Chad.
Oh, my wife will be happy to see him go to a place where he's more appreciated.
So we want to thank B2Stuff.com. Now, each one of our contest winners, we're picking three. I grabbed four names instead of just three, just in case one of these people aren't home.
We need an alternate. We found that out last time.
And so let's call our first one. Our first one, let's see if he's home this time. He was supposed to be. He's the person that we called on the last time we did this, and he wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to use our Skype out account here. And this time we're going to have Guy actually ask for him. The winner's name is Jimmy Tucker. The stupid little
potentially. The potential winner's name.
The potential winner. Yes, that's right. How do I call out on this thing?
And not lose me.
Yeah. Start conference call. Well, that doesn't work.
There's a button on the bottom that says call phones or send SMS.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, though, if you're going to be able to hear this person or not.
Well, if I can't, then somebody else will have to talk to him.
Then we'll have to wing it.
Yeah.
Oh, no one's saying anything. I'm hanging up now. Click.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? McFly.
Didn't like the phone number that I put in, did it, Chad?
No.
Okay, we're going to... Oh, we got to do the region thing. So it would be one, and then this, and call. So this is not valid? Why is it saying that? Oh, I know. You got to put that little plus thing at the beginning of it.
Jimmy Tucker.
Can you hear, did you hear the beep, 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 beep?
Guy? I hear the ring.
Oh, okay, good. Ask for him, Jimmy Tucker. Looks like he's not answering again.
Hello?
Hi, is Jimmy there?
Speaking.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Tim Robertson.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, sir?
We're doing well. You're one of our winners this week, man.
Hey, fantastic.
We got Guy, it says he's on hold. It won't let him.
Must have put him on hold when you answered. So.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can bring Guy back in here with us. And No,
then we put Jimmy on hold.
No, it puts Jimmy on hold. Hold on a minute, Guy. Okay, you can't talk to someone on Skype and talk to us, a though. Skype user at the same time. That's odd. Well, we'll leave Guy on hold.
Yeah.
So this is for the little iPod toys.
And, from b2stuff.com. Yeah.
Cool stuff, man. So you're down in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how's the weather down there today?
Oh, well, it was about 91, so, you know. Yeah.
about the same as it is here. So what do you do with your Mac, man?
What do I do with my Mac?
Mac.
Oh, with my Mac? Well, I run
Indie Video
Chattanooga.
We don't care what you do with your rights. We don't care what you do at night with.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referring to the band. No, I run Indie Radio Chattanooga.
Oh, really? Oh,
cool.
Yeah. It's an indie musician podcast.
So how long have you been podcasting then?
I actually started right after I got the Mac about March.
So it's pretty easy to figure out, get it up and running, and do the whole thing?
Well, you know what they say about Macs. It just works.
Yeah,
we record straight into GarageBand from an Alesis Firewire mixer. And,
that's funny, because we just
picked one up.
Well,
yeah.
We have the USB model. I almost got the Firewire, but it was like another $75, and I went, But I kind of wish I would have got it, because there's no delay on the Firewire where there is on the USB.
Yeah.
Right.
So we literally can't listen to ourselves. It echoes really bad.
Oh, yeah. We actually run out of the mixer into a headphone amplifier rather than out of the Mac. But with the Firewire, you can multi-track, which is really important, because we have bands in the studio every week, so we have multiple microphones going.
That's awesome. So, but you have your own band as well, right?
Yeah, Dead Hot Blonde.
That's I love that name. I think we mentioned it on that one podcast.
Because we tried to look you up on the internet.
Yeah. Didn't we leave a prank message or something?
The call came in, and my caller ID said unknown, and I didn't answer it. I was kicking myself because I had that cover all picked out and everything.
I tell you, they were nice covers. Yeah. But this time you get three prizes instead of just one.
Like it's a
carnival ride or something. You get three prizes. Just pop one of the balloons.
Just fill the gym mouth full of water.
Well, I was glad you won this time because, of course, I have our little from Zek Software. Was it Zek?
What?
Software. Zelek.
Yeah,
that's right.
Jared Zelek. Yeah.
Jared Zelek wrote the little script that I use. It just goes into my email and randomly picks. And yours was the first one it picked. And I went, oh, cool. Because he didn't win because you should have won the last time and you didn't.
Oh,
so.
I know. And I was kicking myself, too.
Well, cool. Glad we finally got to touch base with you, Mr. Tucker.
Oh,
and,
I'm glad you did.
Good luck
too.
With the band and the podcast.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We'll get these sent out to you ASAP, and that should come directly from the company. What is the name of the company?
B2Stuff.
B2Stuff.com. And we appreciate you talking to us, and we got to jump to our next two winners. But thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot. And make sure you check out my podcast, too, at IndieRadioChattanooga.com.
Say it again real slow so everybody that's listening
can
hear it.
And it is on iTunes?
It's on iTunes as well. It's Indie Radio Chattanooga.
C-H-A-T-T-A-N-O-O-G-A.
Yes, sir.
And check out Dead Hot Blonde at deadhotblonde.com.
Yes, sir.
Just don't do it from work because it sounds like a porno site and it's probably blocked from. Take care, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot, guys. You take care as well.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey.
We'll bring Guy back in.
Yeah, we'll bring Guy in there. Hello,
Hi, Guy.
Well, that's something that we learned. You can't have, we can't Skype out
and
talk
out
to you and them at the same time.
As soon
it won't
as he
allow
picked
it.
Up, it just cut me right out.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe there's a workaround that I'm not aware of.
Uber.
But that doesn't seem to make any sense. Because the whole point was you know, I wanted Guy to be able to call mm-hmm. some of these people and do it on his end, but we can't do that at all.
Ubercaster.
Because if you call them from your end, it would block us out. Ubercaster would do it to him. Well, yes and no. No, it wouldn't, because we're still using Skype.
Well, yeah, but you could be talking to either me or somebody else with iChat at the same time.
Well, we have talk with you because we're calling landlines in Skype to tell people they won. It's not like we're just typing in their screen naming, hoping they're in.
Well, I know. No. What I'm saying is you could be talking to me on iChat.
Yep.
Right.
Well, that's what I mean, that we would have to talk to you in iChat if we did it the other way. Interesting. It's a limitation that I didn't know existed.
Hmm.
I'm kind of disappointed with that, actually. I'm looking at all the... Well, what's this little drop down more? Yeah, there's. I just don't see a way that it. Well, it you know, Skype is free, and there's going to be limitations, but the audio quality is fantastic.
Oh yeah, yep.
So let's jump into another winner, and of course we're going to have to put Guy on hold as soon as it starts again.
I don't get to talk to anybody,
doing it, man.
I get blamed for everything I do.
Yeah, all right, let's call our next victim. Now, this one's kind of interesting, Chad.
Yeah.
One of the things that we never really talk about on the podcast and in the rules section, we really need to start doing this a little bit better, is how we handle minors.
Mm-hmm.
Minors being kids under a certain age,
yep.
Or just kids in general, really.
Right.
Our next winner is 12 years old. Now, before people start thinking, oh, you guys can't just call some 12-year-old up on the internet. I mean, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
As a father of a 13 and a 12-year-old myself,
you don't need to call them.
I don't. No, well, I wouldn't want a radio DJ calling them, let alone some person on the internet. But I actually talked to this winner's father this morning to get permission. I told him who we are, what we. Now he's actually seen us, Chad. They were at the podcast when we did the trivia at the Apple Store.
And he's still letting us call. What a great day.
Really. The winner.
I wish my dad was that cool.
Me too.
Cool dad.
Austin is our winner, and he's out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're not going to use his last name because he is a minor.
Yep.
So we're going to try giving Austin a call. He, you know what? The thing is, Austin really wanted to win. Because as we've said in the podcast last week, that you have to answer the phone to be a winner, right? So not only does he's 12 years old, already has a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, so do my 12-year, 13-year-olds. But still, he's got his own cell phone. And then he was real excited that he'd like to enter the B2 Stuff Products contest. And if he did win and he didn't answer his phone, he gave us his dad's cell and then his home phone number. So I knew that's how I got a hold of his dad.
Yeah.
So we're going to try calling Austin. We're going to keep it very brief. We don't want to get too much into detail, but we'll find out what Austin does with his Mac and his website.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's into magic a little bit. But let's give him a call right now. And I know it's going to put Guy on hold. Sorry, Guy.
I'm used to it by now.
Austin. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
minutes earlier. For the RIAA. Hi, is Austin there?
Yes, this is Austin.
Hi, Austin. How are you doing today?
Good.
This is Tim Robertson.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you're one of our winners on our contest this week, man.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That is so awesome.
Now, I have to say, because you are only 12 years old, correct?
Yes.
I have a daughter 12 and a daughter 13, so we couldn't call you and record you for the internet broadcast, but I talked to your dad this morning because you generously provided his cell phone number to me, and he gave permission, so you will be on the show.
Sweet.
So what do you do with your Mac? You seem to be a pretty big Mac fan.
Oh, yeah. I use Final Cut Express to do movies and stuff, and then, you know, I don't know.
When I was 12 years old, I was playing with Star Wars figures. You were actually making movies. I feel like a slacker next to you, Austin. I really do. You're 12 and you're making movies. You're editing movies and you're posting them online at your own website, correct?
Yes.
That's just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, now I understand you were actually at our podcast at the Apple Store.
Yeah. Me and my friend were the two kids there.
Did you win anything at that time?
Oh, yeah, I won an iTrip and a program for ringtones.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Cool.
The Zingtones.
Did that work, the Zingtones?
What?
Did that Zingtones program actually work? Because I never used it. We gave away, like, 3 or 4 copies, but I never even tried it.
Well, like, I started to use it, but I couldn't find you have to find information from your phone. Like, course, I couldn't find it, so.
So how much do you want an iPhone?
Oh, I'm begging my dad. I'm slowly going to change everything on his computer to iPhone until he's so insane he has to get one.
What you need to do is find out how many chores you have to do and for how long before he'll spring for a... Don't be greedy. Ask for the 4 gig. You don't need the 8 gig.
No, I know.
How much you have
to
do.
Well, then again, he is a movie maker, and it'd be important to carry his samples with him. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. So, congratulations, Austin. We really appreciate you listening. You're going to make me clean up the show because now that I know that, you know, somebody in your age bracket listens, I got to watch my language, and I apologize for that in the past.
Oh,
and
well.
My daughters will think, why would somebody 12-year-olds want to listen to you, Dad? They just don't get it, right?
Yeah.
Well. Well, thanks very much for listening. We will have those 3 products sent out to you very quickly. You're going to be one of the first people to get the WhatsApp because it's not even in stores yet. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's still pretty cool.
Enjoy it, man.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Hello.
And let's bring Guy back in. Hello, Guy.
I'm back.
Very polite young man.
Yeah, great guy. Great kid.
Great kid. And like I told him, now that I know 12-year-olds are listening, I got to keep the show clean. I got to watch my language and my innuendos. You know, I told my kids that a 12-year-old was one of our winners, providing he, you know, we got a hold of him on the phone. And my daughter, who's 13, said, someone's my age listening to your show, Dad?
Oh.
he's a geek. Now, can I go play on the computer, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like. But no, I think it's very cool. Wait, 12 years old.
And working in Final Cut Pro.
No, Final Cut Express.
Express.
But like Cutting I told him, movies. Guy, yeah. When I was 12 years old, I was playing with like Star Wars action figures and Hot Wheels. Literally, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, that's what my son is doing right now.
And this 12-year-old's editing video.
Transformers is the big thing right now.
Oh yeah. I want to see that movie.
I want Transformers. It's like, leave me alone.
One of my buddies called me up, saw it last night. He said, he saw it Tuesday night and said,
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Well, you saw Ratatouille,
and he
right?
said it's a big screen movie. Yeah, I saw Ratatouille today with my wife.
I want to see that as well.
Did you see the short before it, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's available on iTunes. I downloaded it.
Oh, that's
pretty
fun.
Good.
Oh,
don't tell me anything about
it. It's really
it's called
funny.
Lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it.
It's called Lifted.
Lifted.
Yeah.
Lifted.
Lifted. You're gonna have to check it out.
I'll check that out tonight after the show.
Imagine an alien driving school.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's Pixar, so you know it's going to be good.
Right.
Now, those are the two winners that I picked four winners simply because if someone didn't answer the phone, then we move to the next person. So hopefully one of the next two people will actually answer the phone. The first one will... No, wait a minute. That's not right. They pulled the wrong thing up. Oh, I clicked the wrong button. That's why. Okay, we're going to try this one. His name is Eric Osaka. And he is in Hawaiian Standard Time, which is 6 hours behind Eastern.
Yeah, right.
And he's in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, so he's
stayed at five different hotels in that city.
Yeah, so it is 7 o'clock our time, so it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon his time.
Right?
Yeah.
6 hours?
Yeah, six.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, 7 minus 6 was 1.
There you go.
Okay. I'm not the smartest guy, but... That was pretty simple. One time and then over there. So let's see if we can get a hold of Eric and
Mr. Osaki.
Osaki.
Yep.
Guy.
Yes.
We're probably going to lose you again.
Yes.
I know we're going to. I still think that's just a really strange. I don't want to say it's a bug, but it doesn't have the feature that I can talk to someone in Skype and not call an outside line and get them to. You got to talk because I can't. Type this in and...
Oh, wait a minute. There you go. You got it right.
Is that it?
That's right? You're
okay.
In. Okay.
So we're going to try calling Hawaii right now. Eric,
hello,
this
Eric.
Time you want to kind of do something funny when he answers?
No, I'll do it this time.
Yeah, well, we'd like you to.
Oh, we'd love
that's
you to.
Right. I can't.
I can't.
Thanks, Skype.
Well, give us the inspiration. So what should be the prank when he answers the phone? What should we say?
Ask him.
What's funny is that we're saying this now when Eric's actually listening to the show later. He's going to hear the preparation that went into making the prank, and we probably won't even do it, or it will come out
really lame. Ask him if he enjoys malasadas.
Can you even say that, Chad?
Malasadas?
Yes.
What is it?
They're like little...
No, we said something funny.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
Ask him how his malasadas are. They're like little donut holes that are filled with warm, sugary air.
So when he answers, that's what we say?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not asking guys for advice no more.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
That was lame.
Just say, this is Tim from MyMac.com. How's your malasadas?
Nah. Yeah, we got a pizza here for Mr. Eric Osaki.
You want to try that? No, call. When he answers, tell him you're from the Holiday Inn Express in Honolulu, and you're calling to confirm his reservation for this weekend.
It's right across from the Hilton, Hawaiian
and,
Hilton.
And with him and a Miss Moore, something like that. We'll get him that way.
No.
He'll be like, what?
Click.
Let's do that. Click. Hello? All
right, we've registered the use of your credit card in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Let's do that. Say, we're calling because we found someone at a Best Buy in Battle Creek, Michigan was using your credit card, your Visa card. For a purchase, we're calling to confirm if that's an approved purchase. Want to try that? Okay, you got to practice it one time, Chad.
I couldn't do that to anybody.
You can do it.
You can do it, Chad.
We're giving him something for free, you know.
All right, this is true.
It'll be fun.
You can always go back to Malasadas. When the swallows come back to Malasadas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I won't sing any. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, Chad, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, give me a run through. Let's hear how you're going to do it. Because I think you're going to punk out when he.
Yeah, this is a Lakeview Square Mall security, Mr. Osaki. We've captured someone using your.
No,
credit
you can't
card
say you captured.
No, you can't.
And you're calling from Visa.
You've shot someone.
Hi, this is Visa security.
Yeah, purchase. Do security? I get in trouble for impersonating a Visa security officer? I have no idea. I know if I impersonate a cop, I will be. But
yeah, say we're calling from your Visa security plan. We're showing that a charge was made at Lakeview Square Mall in Battle Creek, Michigan, for a $499 iPod. We're calling to confirm that this is in fact a legitimate purchase.
Hello, this is TSA.
Well, we're going to tell him it's fake.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's why it's, you know, it wouldn't be as funny if we left it at that.
Homeland.
You
know.
I couldn't do that to anybody. That would just throw me in a loop.
You're going to have
something like that.
You're
talking about people's money.
Now, see, I think he'll recognize my voice.
Well, Mark, I'm from Michigan to Hawaii.
Hit it.
We're gonna lose you in a minute, guy.
I know. I still want Malasans.
Eric. Maybe he's at lunch.
What could he be eating?
Hello, this is Eric. May I help you?
Hello, Eric Osaki?
Yes.
Chad Perry from MyMac.com podcast. How you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing? Aloha.
Good. Do you know why we're calling?
would be this little contest out that you put out last week Thursday.
Little contest.
Major contest.
It's huge.
Prestigious award.
People were lining up around the block for the WhatsApp or the iPhone. They were one of the two.
If they we aren't the giving iPhone, away that one.
No. So you were one of our winners. You were the third person we called this week. And glad you're there because we're going to have to go to an alternate if you weren't. So cool. I think you're probably our first winner from Hawaii. I don't remember anybody ever winning from Hawaii before, do you?
No.
We've had some from Alaska and Greenland and all over the place, but never Hawaii.
Yep.
So I would ask how the weather is there, but, you know, it's Hawaii. It's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, my sister lives on the other side of your state in Ann Arbor, so I know what the weather is like over there.
Yeah, Ann Arbor's about an hour from us, actually.
Yep.
So, did you grow up there in Hawaii?
Yes, I did.
So, what do you do with your Mac?
I was using it for some insurance stuff, running Carlisle's. Because unfortunately, most of the software is in the insurance world is a lot of it is Explorer based, and that's strange because Explorer is not the most secure thing out there. And then I also do things with iLife, lots of slideshows. I have a DSLR and many different things. It's actually one of my favorite toys I have.
Yeah, I know. It is a tool and a toy a lot. It can really consume people if they're not careful. What kind of Mac do you have?
Right now I have a MacBook Pro, and I also have a G5 dual 2 gigahertz.
How long have you been using Macs?
512KE in 1987.
Well, then this is a good question for you. What was your favorite Mac of all time, excluding the current ones, because obviously they get faster and we're more enamored with whatever the current machine we have is or one right around the corner. But looking back, which one was your favorite?
Probably the one that I paid for myself, which was a 2SI.
Oh, that's a good machine.
It lasted a nice long time. It was a solid machine way back when, and it was one of the most affordable color machines at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was hoping for a 2CI.
Yeah, we always want the one that we can't afford.
Yeah, I did get an 840 AV at one point, and it was a lot of fun. I used that when I was doing comic books a number of years ago. But
what do you mean you doing comic books?
We had a comic book company out of Hawaii, and we used the PageMaker and then InDesign to lay out all the pages.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm a huge comic book guy. I don't want to say collecting comics because I'm not a collector. I don't really care what they're worth.
But
I've been consuming comics since I was 7 years old, 8 years old.
Wow.
And not as many as I used to. There's a lot of stuff that I just don't buy anymore. Yeah. But I found that a lot. I've actually talked to quite a few people in the comic book industry nowadays, and they're almost all universally Mac users. Why is that, you think?
It's really easy to use the Mac to edit the software. You know, you don't have to think about a lot of things like viruses or, you know, do you have the right DLL file or, you know, is the registry right? Or and when I had the 2SI and the 840AV, there were still people who were using the DOS prompts.
Phew. Wow.
Wow.
any plans on going for an iPhone for you?
I'd like to. At this point, though, the I'm a Sprint user, and I'm probably going to be with my new employer. I'm going into Nextel because I'm. So that's not really going to be something unless AT&T decides to buy Nextel and Sprint, which you never know these days.
So you're actually going to move down to Mexico?
No. Nextel is in Hawaii.
Oh, Nextel. I thought you said you're going to Mexico.
No.
Wow.
He says you're he's like me. His employer does Nextel.
From Hawaii, too?
And they're a little too humid.
Yeah. A few things, actually. If you already lived in paradise, why would you ever... Does it bother you that other people from the stateside, the continental United States, thinks of Hawaii as paradise when you know better? Do you look around and go, if this is paradise?
I mean, come on, Dog the Bounty Hunter lives here. I mean.
Yeah, that's got to be embarrassing right there alone. I mean, they make it seem like mullets are actually still in style in Hawaii. don't most Hawaiians just hate dog?
There's quite a few, but actually, you know, I've been involved in a number of charitable organizations where he and his wife have really helped out. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now we rib the guy because it's an easy target, but I do understand he does a lot of good things. Don't get me wrong. And I heard Ozzy Osbourne loves the guy because he actually made the Osbourne family seem somewhat normal. Anyways. So, well, we want to congratulate you for being one of our prize winners this week. We will have B2 stuff, send it out ASAP. Mm-hmm. You'll be the first person in Hawaii with the What's Up, which
wonderful.
I know is such an honorable distinction.
That's right. Prestigious award, as I was saying.
Mommy, look, there's the guy that has a What's Up. You have to get a specially made hat to put it up there. And they can dance for the children and... a whole new career. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you very much. Have a
Take
wonderful
care.
Day.
You too. And let's bring Guy back in now. And there's Guy Searle. Hey, Guy.
Everything okay?
Fun. Yeah, it went great. We ended up talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No. Only briefly.
Oh, I'm not even going to ask.
Well, he was from Honolulu. I think Chad was the one that brought up Dog, so
I think I might have.
Yeah, we said, isn't it embarrassing? Don't most people in Hawaii just hate that guy? And as a Caucasian, I can say that I'm kind of embarrassed. The guy is,
he's good at what he does.
He is, but he's got like a 5-year-old kid with a mullet. What's up with that? Shave the mullet.
He has a whole family.
Yeah, I know his whole family has the mullet. Yeah. So anyways, so we've given away our three prizes. We want to thank B2Stuff.com for their very generous offer to supply three prizes to three different winners. That's 9 items that they're sending out.
Wait.
Some of these you can't even buy in a store right now, so that's very cool.
And it is really fun stuff.
A follow-up from...
ripped them a little bit, but it's really fun stuff.
I like it. I think it's neat stuff. I mean, not everything has to be serious.
That's right.
You got to have some fun. A follow-up from last week, Adam Christensen could not be on the show. I talked to him on the phone today. He is on the West Coast. We're on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And when I told him that it was, you know, it would be between 6 and 8 p.m.
He couldn't make it because
well, he in his mind, he was thinking his time. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work out. He would still be at work at that point. Mm-hmm. So, and we're also talking to Adam about working something out, working a little bit together with him at the Macworld Expo. So we'll
That'd be great.
Seeing, and Guy can introduce himself another 4
Once
times
again.
When he sees him.
Can I please drink first?
Up on the MyMac.com website right now, there's going to be some other stuff posted by the time this show gets posted, but right now we have the Pizzizz review from David Cohen. Remember that?
Yes,
we actually talked about Pizzizz.
We talked about it on the
podcast. Yeah, and I made like a year and a half ago, and I kind of made fun of it.
No.
But everybody seems to really like it. You know, everybody who uses it, other than me, seems to like it.
Mm-hmm.
So check out his review. Danny Yankelo has an iSkin Goes Blue review.
Mm-hmm.
It's some Bluetooth technology products.
He's good enough that he doesn't have to work blue.
That's right.
We got a book review from Dan Robinson, Adobe InDesign CS3 How-To's 100 Essential Techniques.
And right below that is called Vote for Our Video. This is a plea from me to everyone reading MyMac.com and those who are listening to this podcast to head up to USA Today, or I'm sorry, thesimpsons.usatoday.com
and
vote for Michigan. You can vote up to July 9th. Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
What's today? The 5th?
July 5th, yeah.
So when's the 9th? That Monday?
Monday.
So the day this comes out.
You can still get out and vote.
Until 11:59 p.m. Monday. So when you got less than a day. Go up to the simpsons.usatoday.com and vote for Michigan. I actually wrote and produced and directed that entire video.
A mm-hmm.
Woman by the name of Cindy Goodison helped me greatly. She's listed as producer. And it was a lot of fun. It ate up literally 3 weeks of my life. I'm not quite as happy as I was with it or that I wanted to be with it, but mm-hmm. it is what it is.
Well, have you seen some of the others?
Yeah, I have.
Yours is just fine, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not too worried. It's not even a contest, to be honest. It's... If you live in a state where one of these are at, that's where you're voting. So it's not even really a contest. People aren't voting for the best contest. They're voting by where they live.
You know what? We should have bought that up with Jimmy, because Jimmy lives in Tennessee, and there is a Springfield, Tennessee. So
yeah, but he would just end up going there and voting for Tennessee, and I don't want him to do that.
But you could tell him if he didn't, you'd take his prize away.
Yeah, that's right.
So there.
Vote for me, you don't get a prize.
Owen Rubin has an Inside the iPhone. It's a quick look under the hood of the iPhone. Guy Searle, and what's yours about? How much the iPod actually cost?
Yeah, there's a guy that writes for The Street that wrote an article that claims that the true cost of the iPhone is over $19,000.
So he factors in, you know, opportunity costs and...
and putting that same money into an IRA spread out over 35 years is like... Yeah, let's just really...
Do that with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Schmidt writes, iPhone would almost work for me, but... That's worth reading. Everything is iPhone.
I know.
Bill Palmer, you can only buy iPhone if you live in Pittsburgh or someplace called Tigard, which is in Oregon, I believe.
Yep.
Tigard! Sorry.
That's probably not true. By the time this airs, you could probably pick up an iPhone at any Apple store. I know they're resupplying quickly. How the iPhone will help the iPod. And Donnie Yankelo basically makes the same argument that I've made in the past.
Yep.
About this is the new iPod. It's eventually going to be that, I think. Bruce Black writes, whatever happened to the holidays? And it's a rant about the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
When people used to go out on holidays, and it's different now. And I have I got an email saying I'm very un-American for my rant on there, but
mm-hmm.
Well. Neil Monks writes...
I've been from Florida.
Yeah. Neil Monks writes, enough with the iPhone already. And with that, I have to agree and say thanks very much for listening to the MyMac.com podcast. Please visit MyMac.com for product reviews, commentary. It's fun. MyMac.com doesn't take itself too seriously, about as seriously as anything else in this world. It's just a place to visit once a day, twice a day, mm-hmm. click all the banners, all the advertising, and maybe even look at our content occasionally.
Yep.
And, that's pretty much it. Thanks to B2Stuff.com for the prizes. We really appreciate it. Go up to b2stuff.com and pick something up. Or if you see one of their products in the store, Walmart, Target, all those kind of stores have them, grab one.
Yeah.
Fill out your registration card and say, support my Mac.
you can call us, too. Leave feedback.
Yep.
You can do that.
And that number is 1-801-938-5559. Our Skype-in number. Leave us a message.
And we will play it on the show unless, you know, you're cursing and...
And there's 12 like that, listening.
Because there's 12-year-olds listening, that's right.
That's right.
Hey, welcome back, Guy.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to mymacpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the mymac.com podcast.